I'd like you to take your Bibles tonight, if you would. Find to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. We actually were in this same passage last Wednesday night, those of you that were here. And we talked about what it means to be, when Jesus said in His Sermon on the Mount, when He said that we are the salt of the earth. And that was the message last week, and you can go back and listen to that sometime if you missed that. But I want to continue here in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, picking up in verse 14. Chapter 5, the book of Matthew, beginning in verse 14. If you found that, I invite you to stand to honor reading God's Word. Jesus is speaking, and understand He's got a crowd. He's got a big crowd on the hillside, Sermon on the Mount. He says this, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We'll speak to you tonight on the subject of what it means when Jesus says that ye are the light of the world. Last week we were the salt of the earth. And Jesus goes right into His next statement and says, you're the light of the world. So what does this mean? Let's talk about that. Let's study God's Word together. Father, thank you for your Word. Bless it tonight. Give us clearness of heart, mind, and direction. This I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. It's real interesting as Jesus is speaking these words. I was privileged to be at the side of the Sea of Galilee and this area that they believe that Jesus spoke the Sermon on the Mount. There's a beautiful church built there to commemorate this sermon. In fact, very beautiful facility, open air actually, that you could just walk in. And sort of a courtyard porch, so to speak, as you walk around the outside of the church. And as we were there, we were told to make sure that we were to be silent. There are signs as you approach the churches in Israel. There are signs that says, no talking when services are in progress, worship attitude, so forth. And so there was a service going on with another group. And so we just kind of walked on the outside of the courtyard looking in. And there are different monuments etched into the walls of portions of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And what was interesting is as we stood there, I walked around the outside, went all the way around, and I got onto the side that looks down toward the Sea of Galilee. Okay, so I'm looking with my back to the sanctuary of this church, probably about as big as our sanctuary here was the inside of it. And I'm standing on the outside porch, and to be honest, I really wasn't paying attention to the tour guide. I was just kind of in my own little world. Me and the Lord were having a talk right there. Do you understand? You ever done that? It's good for you if you've never done that. And so me and the Lord were having a talk outside on that porch. And I'm standing there at the spot, just this general area where I believe Jesus did the Sermon on the Mount. And I'm looking down this beautiful green hillside, flowing kind of a valley. It's one of those where you just want to get down and roll in the grass all the way down the hill. You know what I'm talking about? You ever done that? That's fun too. And just roll down the grass all the way to the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And I'm standing there, and the guy who's inside the church, not our tour guide, but the guy who's inside the church, he's reading the Sermon on the Mount, word for word, out of the King James Version of the Bible, you know, in English. And he's reading it word for word with whatever group he was with. And I'm just sitting there, and he got to the part about being a light of the world. And here's the part that stuck with me was the very next phrase in verse 14. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. We're standing on a hill, and green grass, and the Sea of Galilee, and a beautiful day, and the sun was shining, this great crowd and was with us, and we're there, and I'm looking. And I just got to thinking, I said, wait a minute. When Jesus is talking about us being the light of the world, He's also talking about us being like we're on a